taking my monthly trip back to my Fenland homelands, I'm one of the few who seems to be inspired by the landscape. Indeed, it has much in common with the venerated Champagne region of mid-France, vast rolling fields, mile after mile of bleak yet beautiful views where nothing very much ever seems to go on, yet much does, quietly behind the scenes. Around this time of year, it's a treat to happen upon a field of orange globes, a crop of pumpkins providing a sea of colour and the true sense that autumn has arrived and we're drawing closer to Halloween, bonfire night and... no, let's not mention the C word just yet. Fields are transformed into lunar landing sites and it's difficult not to fall under the spell of this most enchanting member of the squash family. It's difficult to forget Halloween at the Assembly House in Norwich. Our Frightful Fancies Halloween afternoon tea transformed our classic tea into a spooktacular treat fit for Halloweenies and Hallowoldies alike. But after all these midnight macarons with sugar ghosts, scarlet gatto opera death by chocolate desserts, and yes, shoe jack-o'-lanterns, what I'll probably need is something savoury. Pumpkins, with all their Halloween connotations, are a classic autumnal treat, and a pumpkin risotto, with the classic accompaniments of fresh sage and hazelnuts, is an Italian classic. On occasion, you can find the cute little single-portion munchkin pumpkins, which make the perfect dish for one. I've managed to acquire a little bottle of pumpkin seed oil, which is a real find. From the region in southeast Austria, between the Alps and the Pannonic, this oil is known as the black gold of Styria. It takes the seeds of five huge Styrian oil pumpkins to make a litre of this delicious nutty oil. The Americans, of course, adore squash, and it is used in a host of sweet and savoury dishes. A website that I often used listed a pumpkin dish for every day of the year, which, much as I like the squash family, is surely too much of a good thing. Strangely, over here in the UK, we hollow out our pumpkins for jack-o'-lanterns and then throw away all the insides. I think that is absolutely scandalous.